This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is set to lead a multi-state investigation into the proposed Kroger's-Albertsons merger. CPR's Paolo Scialcita reports.
Weiser said Thursday the merger could negatively impact consumers by causing higher prices, lower wages, and job cuts. He said his office will travel to various communities across the state to gather feedback on the proposed merger.
In the course of the merger review, we will be investigating each of these concerns very carefully, and it's important that we hear from the people of Colorado.
Kroger, the owner of chains like King Soopers and City Market, bid $20 billion to acquire Albertsons, which owns the Safeway brand. Together, they operate about 5,000 stores and employ over 700,000 people. I'm Paolo Scialcita, CPR News.
Respiratory viruses, including RSV, flu, and COVID-19, continue to keep Colorado hospitals extremely busy. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
That's according to data released weekly on the State Health Department's website. RSV-associated hospitalizations, which have hit children hard, are down a bit, but are still way above the last few years. Flu numbers are rising fast. Doctors' visits for influenza-like illnesses, including flu, RSV, and COVID-19, are way above normal. Hospital beds are mostly full, with 90% of ICU beds and 94% of acute care beds full. One positive trend, COVID-19 hospitalizations are down slightly to just below 400. It's the first decline in nearly 2 months. I'm John Daly.